This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Jury selection in the case against two police officers in the death of Elijah McClain is now in its third day. 100 more potential jurors are expected to be called into court today. The lines of questioning yesterday involved personal ties to law enforcement and exposure to media coverage about McClain's death. About 250 people have been surveyed by the court for a seat on the jury in the first of three trials involving the officers and paramedics accused of causing McClain's death. U.S. Representative Brittany Peterson has a bill to make it easier for hospitals to distribute the overdose reversal medicine naloxone. CPR's John Daly reports.
The proposal will require the Occupational Safety and Health Administration to issue guidance to employers regarding opioid overdose reversal medication attainment, usage, and training. Peterson recently spoke at Swedish Medical Center. That's where her mother, Stacy, was saved from an overdose when she was administered naloxone.
My mom never was told about naloxone, and I was never told as a loved one who is there by her side, and so we have a lot of work to do.
Last year, opioid-involved drug overdoses claimed about 83,000 U.S. lives. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
About 500 ponds in the Arkansas River Basin need to be removed or go through a legalization process. KRCC Shauna Lewis reports these are just the first of what likely will be thousands.
Evaporation from ponds reduces the amount of water in the river basin, and that could affect downstream water users. So the state is currently evaluating them to see if they're sourced legally. Owners of ponds deemed illegal can work with their local water commissioners to see if there's a way to replace the water loss. County commissioners can apply to have certain ponds designated for fire protection purposes, and some people have already chosen to remove their ponds voluntarily. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
An international incident is next this morning. Canada's prime minister accuses India's government of being part of an assassination of a Canadian citizen. This is CPR News.